Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on India's potential in the geothermal energy. The participants are Utpal Bhaskar, senior journalist, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor.
I'm joined by Shri Utpal Bhaskar, who is an eminent journalist, and today our topic of discussion on Akashvani is on India's potential in the geothermal energy. There has been a Government of India notification of the National Policy on Geothermal Energy 2025, which is a comprehensive framework enacted to explore, develop and utilize geothermal energy in India under the oversight of the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy. Utpalji, a warm welcome to you on Akashvani.
Thank you for having me.
Utpalji, for the benefit of our listeners on Akashvani, could you tell us what geothermal energy is and how it is drawn from the earth, from deep inside the earth, where you have heat being generated from the decay of radioactive particles and the depth from which this type of energy is harvested?
Essentially, geothermal energy is anything that you have been able to harness from the depths of the earth. Actually, this is something which has been doing the rounds on the government's agenda for a while. There were initially some projects which were done. In fact, if you look at some of the Nordic countries and elsewhere, geothermal energy has been a part of their energy mix for a long period of time. Also, the problem what India has been facing is also some of the reservoirs of this, when you talk about where they are at this point of time, they're also in far off areas. You also need to connect the sources to demand centers as well, and that is something that the government has been trying to do. Now, if you're referring to the recent notification, which is the National Policy on Geothermal Energy, the policy is very timely. It comes at a time when India wants to go for this net zero 2070 commitment, which has already been made. Now, you need different pathways to reach there. One is obviously green energy, which is renewables, which is solar, which is wind. There's enough traction that we are seeing now on green hydrogen as well. Also, geothermal will be a shot in the arms as well. Right now, 5 pilot projects have been sanctioned. Also, obviously, one needs to understand the viability and potential of them as well. So that's a very long-winded answer to your question, wherein how geothermal energy is also coming at a time when we need any and all forms of energy necessary for our transition journey.
Well, clearly, the international collaborations with countries like the United States of America, Iceland, Finland and Norway, who have a legacy of extracting geothermal energy from the depths of the earth, has been inspiring to the national policy enacted by India right now. There are pilot studies, I understand, on the exploration by research teams off the Gulf of Cambay in Arunachal Pradesh and also in Uttarakhand. What is the level of success that we are seeing from these studies? There's a suggestion that there's a potential of 10 gigawatts all in all, if this is successful in terms of exploration and then utilization of it.
You're right. These are pilots which are being done. These are initial studies. The problem with the kind of finding the right energy solution, and obviously India is a growing country, demand-wise, there was a time when, obviously, given that the economy needs to grow, we want to become a developed economy, that the kind of a stated objective of the government as well. So what do you need to propel this growth? You need energy. Now, these are numbers. So when you talk about this 10 gigawatt potential, so obviously, there is always this problem that we face. There's a proverbial slip between the lip and the cup. So there's always this potential, and how much of this can be commercially exploited? As I stated earlier, most of these sources are in far-off areas. So obviously there needs to be a kind of a commercial solution available wherein it can be brought to the demand centers. Now, what India presents is a unique opportunity, because at a scale that it can be done, it cannot be found in any of the Nordic countries that you mentioned. While they are developed economies, also, but the demand will not be as huge as ours. So what it essentially calls for is a technology which can be scaled up, also delivered cost of that energy as well. And hence, this pilot projects which have been sanctioned will go a long way in ascertaining that viability.
Utpalji, let's now hear what Prime Minister Narendra Modi has to say on the growing energy sector.
Bita dasak Bharat ke liye energy sector ki unprecedented growth ka raha hai. Khas taur par green energy ko lekar Bharat ne wo kar dikhaya hai jiski kalpana tak mushkil thi. Bite 10 varshon mein karib 70 billion dollar yani 5 trillion rupee se adhik renewable energy sector mein hi invest hua hai. Isse pichle saal hi clean energy space mein 10 lakh se adhik job bani hai.
Well, the Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, which has sanctioned the 5 projects, including pilot studies as well, has talked about viability gap funding that we have seen for public-private partnerships earlier, and also inviting foreign direct investment in order to realize the potential of 10 gigawatts. There is also the technical and commercial feasibility studies going on to assess what the affordability of power is going to be. The cost per unit is right now estimated by some sources at $10 per unit. How do you look at the feasibility from this angle?
See, as I said earlier, this is obviously the question that needs to be calibrated also to be understood not only by the policy planners, but also by the players in who will come in. At the end of the day, the government can only create an enabling environment for a particular sector. At the end of the day, it has to be the participants in the space. And the more the number of participants, the more the demand. And also, most of this is also the cost of technology. Today, in fact, there are all kind of energy sources available. But what it essentially does is, for a country like ours, where it's not only about, obviously, we have been able to provide access to energy to a large part of our population, the energy needs also needs to be affordable. Now, when you look at this, the particular application of geothermal energy, so it ranges from a host, and the applications are diverse. So from electricity generation to heating or cooling. In agriculture, there's an application in greenhouses, cold storage, also desalination. So these are varied and wide areas available. Now, obviously, it has to be cost comparable with the traditional sources of energy, which anyway, even those definitions are changing today. While coal still happens to be the mainstay of our energy mix, our base load is derived from coal-fueled power generation. We have already seen how that mix is also changing with the coming of solar, wind, hybrid, battery storage. Earlier, if you remember, there used to be only pure solar or wind tenders which were coming out. Right now, there is no pure play vanilla bids happening. So all of this will finally boil down to the fact that what will be the delivered cost of that energy to your end user. I think we are still some time away from answering that question.
Let's also hear from Shri Prahlad Joshi, Cabinet Minister, Ministry of New and Renewable Energy, on the future of renewable energy.
As a global leader in renewable energy, India now ranks 4th in the world for the installed capacity. We have installed 208 gigawatt non-fossil fuel capacity, which is 44% of our total capacity. Supporting and incentivizing the domestic manufacturing in RE sector is a key priority of the government led by Prime Minister Shri Modi ji. We have taken several steps for promoting the domestic manufacturing of RE equipment, including solar PV modules, cells, ingots, wafers, wind turbines, electrolyzers, etc. From PLI to VGF, we are extending all possible help to the industry.
Well, you mentioned about the far-off places. So you have the identification of 10 geothermal provinces by the GSI, the Geological Survey of India. Since we're only talking about exploration right now, not in terms of the distribution of that energy yet, the Himalayan geothermal province, the Naga Lusai, the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Son Narmada Tapi, do you feel that government policy for energy security and also reaching its goals of net zero by 2070 is also about making the economy of India inclusive to all the states and union territories of India?
See, this is a nature's bounty which has been provided to us. Obviously, a start has been made. And the way that this is spread across the length and breadth of the country, also given that the demand centers will no longer be the traditional demand centers as well. If you remember, as late as, I think it was around 2000, if my memory serves me right, around 2017-18, there was Har Ghar Bijli, which kind of took off like anything. Essentially what it did was that earlier people were only using electricity to light one bulb or use one fan. But once that basic connectivity was established, also it led to demand for other electrical goods, which then led to a bump up in demand of the rural demand as well. Similarly, as I said earlier, the final delivered cost gets established, this will go a long way in also ensuring not only the energy security of the country, but also add to the economic activity. And then obviously it will contribute towards the overall GDP as well.
So state and union territory GDP on an individual basis will also go up in terms of industry setup and employment. If you look at it from that angle, Utpalji, let's move on now to the actual product which the end user can avail of. When you talk about technological innovations, research and development of advanced systems, and that's what I want to bring your attention to. The hybrid geothermal solar plants, retrofitting abandoned oil wells and enhanced or advanced geothermal systems based on already established energy appliances and products. You mentioned about coal-fired systems. How do you see this as a value addition to existing systems?
If you look at today, your installed capacity in the country, overall installed capacity, I think it will be somewhere around 450, 460 gigawatts. That would be the installed capacity in India today. Now, this capacity is growing. This is not a small system. If you compare it to any large power system in the world, India is absolutely up there. And obviously, the obvious comparison that will then be called in question will be China, which obviously has a larger base and also the way that they have been adding capacity. Having said that, anything that helps us meet our power demand or energy demand. Also, mind you, today, that distinction, those silos are long over about whether there is the difference between an electron and a molecule. All forms of energy sources are welcome. And obviously, at the end of the day, this will help towards our energy security as well. If you look at the recent geopolitical developments as well, the world is much more unstable place today than it was earlier. In such a scenario, would you not want to be dependent upon domestic sources of energy than opening yourself into a situation? And I'm basically referring to what happened in West Asia. Also, given that any exigency externally will then play out on our energy security front as well. So in the overall arc which is presented before us today, and purely someone who has been looking at it from an energy security perspective, I think any and every source of domestic energy should be fully exploited. Obviously, so make due consideration towards the environment as well, and it has to be sustainable. And that has also been the stated objective of the government. So net-net, anything which helps us to be more secure on the energy front, allows us to have an affordable source of energy, should be absolutely be welcomed without causing any harm to the environment.
Utpal Bhaskarji, thank you so much for being with us on Akashvani and speaking to us on India's potential in geothermal energy for the benefit of our listeners on Akashvani. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on India's potential in the geothermal energy. The participants were Utpal Bhaskar, senior journalist, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on a mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on a YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.